NBA All-Star Gordon Hayward went from hero to villain for many Jazz fans this week, declaring he's leaving Salt Lake City 7 years after the Jazz drafted the scrawny, mop-headed kid from Indiana.
First, though, if you don't mind, I would really like to just take a moment and express how much these last 7 years in Utah have meant to me. Because there's only one fair way to say it. They've meant everything.
In his Players Tribune essay titled Thank You, Utah, Hayward mused about growing up from a kid into a man in the Beehive State.
You know, they say that Salt Lake is a great place to raise a family. And I know that sounds like something people just say. You spend enough time here and you realize it's true.
Well, Hayward's not the only big-money player breaking up with Salt Lake City this week today. Organizers of the outdoor retailer trade shows signed a long-term deal with Denver.
This is a relationship that should have happened a long time ago. You are simply where you should have been. And now we welcome you home, outdoor retailers. Congratulations and welcome to Denver, Colorado.
That's Denver Mayor Michael Hancock. The Jazz were willing to give anything to keep their all-star. They offered max money, traded to bring in Ricky Rubio. They re-signed Gordon's friend Joe Ingles, Utah. Utah was just as confident it could keep the outdoor retailer trade show. Salt Lake City promised to spend millions bringing in a convention center hotel. The state formed an Office of Outdoor Recreation to promote the great outdoors, but it wasn't enough. Outdoor retailers wanted Utah's governor to renounce efforts to roll back Bears Ears National Monument. Governor Herbert refused, so Outdoor Industry Association Executive Director Amy Roberts says they're taking their talents to the Mile High City.
We chose Denver for Outdoor Retailers Home because the city, Colorado on the whole, and its residents and policymakers reflect and understand the sentiment that outdoor recreation and the protection of public lands shouldn't be politically polarizing. In fact, they are a bipartisan issue. Yeah. Colorado is a shining example where this is the case. So it's a so-called purple state. It has a balanced congressional leadership of Republicans and Democrats, a governor who understands the importance of the outdoor recreation economy, a divided state legislature where both sides work together to get things done.
Look where I'm sitting, in a studio with a big glass window. Right over there, across the street, they're setting up the Outdoor Retailer Show, the final show in Utah, starting July 26th. Across the street over the other way is Vivint, where Gordon Hayward is no more.
You know, there's so many great things pulling me in the direction of Boston.